is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. This is
here we are at 7 after the hour. Another hour of conversation, excitement, connection, if you will. Andrea Metcalf, who is the physical being that best represents how we would like all of our bodies to look, joins us in a few minutes, taking time out from teaching fitness to talk about a lawsuit that's in the news that has to do with those of you who are using certain kinds of shoes, exercise, that sort of thing, an important thing. I just want to have people up on what's going on in the world. That's what we specialize in here on Good Day. Ken Kessler and I holding down the fort today. The ladies are gone. Jennifer stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning fixing some computer problem at her company's office. Roberta, where did Roberta go? She had jury duty. Everybody's on jury duty. Richie's stuck in the middle of nowhere trying to get his car fixed. Okay, so here we are, taking care of things that are of interest and import. A South Florida man might be dealing with a case of selfie regret. This guy's got to be a Moroni. After photos posted on his Facebook page showing off a drug-dealing lifestyle that led, in fact, to his arrest. According to the story, the Martin County Sheriff's Office Facebook page carries the story of Taylor Harrison of Port St. Lucie. Those of you listening in Vero Beach, Melbourne, up and down the coast listening to this program know this story perhaps already. He was bragging about his life as a drug dealer on his Facebook page. He posted photos selling drugs. He's standing there selling drugs to Martin County Sheriff's Office deputies.
Whoops.
Surprisingly, the photos led to his arrest. We've posted some of the pictures in the From Today's Show section at DougStephan.com. All right, you can see this guy and his antics and hope that you never find yourself in that same position. Our poll today, in fact, reflects on selfies. Do you take them and where do you usually post them? A, Facebook. B, Twitter. C, other social media sites. D, I just message them or send them an email. E, selfies stay on my phone. F, I don't take selfies. I guess that's where I'd be. I don't have that kind of a phone, although I'm getting close, Kenny. Getting close to having that phone. So do you ever do selfies? Kenny, when's the last time you did a selfie? Come on, fess up.
Maybe selfies around Christmas time.
Of you and the two children and Lisa, is that what you did?
Probably just me and Lisa.
You and Lisa. So you just hold the camera up there, right? Just take the picture? Simple.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of Americana.
Those usually stay on my phone.
You say what? Say what? They stay on your phone, you don't post them?
Yeah. They're for me.
There are a lot of people who have, my sister has hundreds of pictures on her iPhone, hundreds of her children, what's going on in her life. I've never seen anybody, although I have a lot of friends that have a lot of these pictures. My niece who works for me on the farm has hundreds of them, but most of them are on the farm, and most of them we try to post at our Facebook page or at EastleyFarm.com or Facebook.com/EastleyFarm, which is my farm's website and Facebook page. And I think oftentimes we sort of cross-pollinate. I was going to say cross-pollute. Don't we cross-pollinate some of that stuff between Facebook.com/Good Day Show and the Eastley website, Kenny?
Yes, we do. We post pictures from the farm, the cows and the beautiful scenery, the sunrises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great, I'm very thankful, great place to be most times of the year. You can have it when it's 20 below, but other than that, it's a swell place to be. Speaking of polls, yesterday, because we were, I guess, praising and welcoming barbecue season, although I don't think we really gave this as much of a send-off as we needed to because Richie wasn't here, and he's the big barbecue person, but we asked what your favorite thing to cook on the grill was was yesterday at the poll at DougStefan.com. 32% of you said hot dogs and hamburgers. 35% of you said steak. 16% of you said veggies, good for you. 11% said chicken, and 5% said fish. So, how does that square with what you actually do? It is interesting to see and reflect on what other people's tastes are all about. I like the veggies, especially corn in the summertime. We're a couple of months away from having corn, but...
Corn on the cob off the grill is wonderful.
Terrific. And maybe a piece of fish be kind of cool there as well. In a moment, we're going to get into a conversation with Andrea Metcalf about Vibram, V-I-B-R-A-M, the company behind Five Fingers Shoes. You know about the class action lawsuit that was filed against them. If you're wearing Vibram shoes and you have not heard about the settlement here, she'll be here, Andrea Metcalf, to explain just a minute here on Good Day.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now is the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston beer.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf is our fitness expert, and she's here with a story about Vibram, V-I-B-R-A-M. Do you wear Vibram shoes?
Well, I'm very familiar with the five-finger shoes for your toes. They're the shoes that kind of make your feet look like they're gorilla feet. And recently in the news, we've seen that they're going to be giving a class action settlement for anyone who bought the shoes because they were very expensive. They were over $100, and I think they're given a $94 refund because they say that they were proved that they didn't meet all the health claims in their advertising.
All right. Now, I'm an owner of one of these pairs of shoes. You knew that or not? Did I ever tell you that I had a pair of these? They're called Five Fingers Shoes. You put your toes in the shoes one toe at a time. I bought these. Of course, they bought them in California. I don't even think you can find them here in the Boston area. But I bought a pair a couple of years ago, and I quite like wearing them, frankly. I wear them a lot. I didn't buy them because they claimed to be this, that, or the other thing. I do remember them being expensive. I do remember when it was a podiatrist or a friend, I can't remember, a friend of mine who was a naturopath who was wearing them. I said, where'd you get, what are those you're wearing? And she told me what they were. And so I went out and bought a pair of them and chastised her afterwards for having me spend that much money. But then I found that they were good for straightening out my toes. I have a little bit of a bunga yunga on one side, and so they're good for that. They're very, those of you who don't know, if you haven't seen them, they're very thin-soled, very flexible. They are supposed to mimic the experience of running in bare feet and thus improve your foot health, which is the claim that cost them the money, right?
Well, it wasn't that they wanted to improve your foot health. The claim was that it'll help strengthen your calves and your legs. Mm-hmm. Now, I like you. I do have a pair, and I had worn them a few times, and they are comfortable. I couldn't get over the fact how ugly they were.
Ugly, really ugly. Yeah, they're really ugly. Yeah, they are.
But there is benefit to working out in bare feet, whether that be running or just regular classes or just daily life. Having your feet work independent instead of being held together by a shoe is quite healthy. And so I think the thing to take away from this is it's the marketing claims that come along that end up getting these companies into trouble. I still feel it's a great product for anyone who wants to strengthen their feet muscles, because we are held with our feet in certain positions, and we know that when we support a body part, that then the muscles don't work as effectively because they shut down. Mm-hmm. And so like you, I feel bad that this stuff comes out, but it comes down to the marketing and what words they're choosing to use. And fortunately, if you want to take your shoes back and get your money back, but if you love them, keep wearing them and go barefoot, get out of the flip-flops. I think that's really the point.
Aren't the flip-flops really bad for you in reality?
Well, flip-flops and anything with an open heel, like a sling or a mule, end up re-emphasizing the calf muscle or the forward motion. So they can help cause heel pain, knee pain, and even low back pain. So you really should not, on a continuous basis, be in those types of shoes. They don't help promote normal walking patterns, and in fact, they produce overuse patterns of the muscles that we already overuse, which can cause injury.
All right, quick note on resveratrol, which is found in wine, chocolate to a certain extent, doesn't seem to have, according to one study, anyway, health benefits. What's the story?
Yeah, that just came on in the news the other day. And what really surprised me is, like, come on, we already are going to eat our chocolate and drink our wine. Don't give us a reason not to. However, what they forgot to tell you is that there are still health benefits, just not the same amount of health benefits as they thought before with resveratrol from this study. So keep eating, chocolate, maybe 2 ounces of dark chocolate once a day. You want that cacao, and that helps for heart health. And 1 4-ounce glass of wine is also beneficial for health. It's when we get into the overconsumption of any of these items that it ends up being a problem.
Moderation, but this is just one study. And by the way, as usual, as Andrea subtly pointed out, which I am not so subtle to point out, the news media always looking for the bad side, the negative angle. Resveratrol doesn't have any health benefits. Really? Well, let's probe around on that a little bit more and find out what it doesn't have the benefits that maybe it says it has, but is it good for you? Is chocolate good for you? Yes. Is wine good for you? Yeah. In moderation. Andrea Metcalf. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Cause houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
All right, we're going to address a situation that Kenny created a few days ago when we had a story at DougStephan.com about music, and from that came the question of what time in your life, what period of your life produced what you consider to be the best music, or never mind, best, what's your favorite music? So the decades that were presented, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the current music. And so as a result of that, we have a poll which I guess reflects the audience, Kenny, pretty much. Which decade produced your favorite music? 15% of those of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said the 1950s. Here's an example. See you later, alligator. Bill Haley, the Comets. 1957, maybe early 58, if I remember correctly. This would be one of my favorite decades. Crank it up, Michael. Come on. I want it loud. I appreciate you here. You'd be getting off on this. He loves Bill Haley's guitar. All right, so 15% said that their favorite movie music came out of the 50s. Next decade, obviously, the 60s. Beginnings of Motown. Magnificent music. Crank this one up. I think it would be a good thing, Michael. I'm not sure we're playing this at the right speed. Hey, Supreme. And Baby Love. Is this really at the right speed? Kenny, does this sound a little off to you? Crank it up, Mike, a little bit.
This sounds right to me.
Doesn't it sound a little fast? It's a teensy-weensy fast. Maybe I played this song so many times as a disc jockey in the 60s. Maybe have it ingrained in part of my cerebellum. 30% of you said your favorite music came from the 1960s, and I think I'd go along with that. A lot of great stuff. It was just the beginning of so many great trends. It was still simple and sweet pop music, but then the Motown beat and music itself came along. It was superb. So many great influences. The Beatles in the 60s were great, great stuff. English influence. Good thing. All right, so 30% of you, that was the most. Most of you thought that the 60s produced your favorite, most of your favorite music. Now we move on to the 1970s. Aha! just remembered, I have tickets to see the last Bee Gee tomorrow night. The Bee Gees don't exist any longer. But Mary Gibb is still around. And I just I forgot all about the fact I had tickets tomorrow night. 24% of you said that the music you like most in your life came from the 1970s. Pretty good example of it. The whole business of dancing and the influence that came from dancing, whether you're a mother or whether you're a brother, you're staying alive. Remember this movie? Ah, that was great stuff. It was the outfits that people would wear in support of this kind of music. All right. So we go from the 70s to the 1980s. Who's this?
Bananarama.
Bananarama, okay. 10% of you said you like the music of the 80s best. 1990s, 10% of you said you like music from the 90s. Who's this? Better than Ezra. All right. Bet that, Kenny, better than Ezra.
Yeah.
From 2000 to 2010. Who's this?
Beyonce.
Okay. So I'm like out of it from the 90s on. I recognize it, but I don't remember who did it. So 9% of you like the music from that decade, and 2% of you think today's music is the best. How about that? 28 past the hour. Disco dancing's my fave.
Medicare was created in 1965.
Part A, which is basically coverage for hospital stays, and Part B, which covers doctor's visits, medical equipment, and outpatient care.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
It didn't include prescription drugs at all, except in very limited circumstances.
AARP Medicare expert Patricia Berry.
In 2003, after a bitter fight, just as bad as fight over Obamacare, they passed Part D.
The prescription drug program, a system of many private plans approved by Medicare. You choose from the ones your state offers each year. All plans must cover at least two drugs in each class of drugs, so if your meds change during the year, you can probably find an alternative.
But if there isn't, then you can, with your doctor's help, request an exception, ask the plan to cover it. So there are ways around it.
Patricia Berry's new, very helpful book is Medicare for Dummies. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Doug Steffen, good day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a few minutes to bring us up to date on some of the latest news from the world of medicine, medicine investigating medicine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Donald Sterling apology and its ramifications. Donald Sterling, is he good enough for you? We had a poll the other day, Kenny. And that's basically, I mean, that was the tone of the poll after he was on with Anderson Cooper, and Magic Johnson is in on it now. He's praying for him. God love him. Good for him. He's praying for him. Do you think that Sterling and his apology were okay? A-okay? Yes, no. 27% of you said leave him alone. 36% of you said he shouldn't have to apologize. 5% of you said it was a PR stunt. 14% of you said it was too little too late. 7% said you were glad he apologized, but he ought to still lose the team. And 11% of you didn't know who Donald Sterling was. Yeah. I suppose that's okay, right? Isn't that?
Yeah.
That's kind of it, yeah. All right, so anyway, I'm interested in what we think we know versus the average person. What's the hot button? I try to touch all kinds of hot buttons because I want to get as many people as I can interested in as broad a spectrum of what's going on here as I can. And so, the next item of interest is a revival of something we used to do all the time that I want to do again. The news quiz questions. People loved it. And so I have these wonderful Sherry's Berries boxes of berries, chocolate-covered berries that I'm giving away this week. And I think we'll do it around a news quiz. How about that? 888-302-3684. We gave him away for limericks the other day. That was kind of fun. But Kenny's on duty, and he'll certainly take your input, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, or you can just call us at 888-302-3684. Whoever gets in here with the information first wins the Sherry's Berries box of strawberries covered with chocolate, $50 value. You'll get them if you can tell us about a story that is in the Doug Steffen Today Show column about a discovery. An archaeologist thinks he's discovered something that is 500 years old. What is it for the prize? 888-302-3684. This is all over the place. Every newspaper today, every news show, anybody talking about anything that has to do with the relative news coverage is onto this. So most of you will know the answer. Whoever gets in first and fastest, I guess that's one and the same, right? First, fast, and factual at 888-302-3684 wins the prize of Sherry's Berries. All right. What was it that an underwater archaeologist thinks he's discovered that's 500 years old? 888-302-3684. Kenny, let me know when you have somebody that you'd like to deal with, depending on who, again, buzzes in first here. The trouble with airbags, highlighted in some research released today. Trouble with airbags is they don't always work. That's really what the problem is. They don't always deploy as they are expected to do. Problem came to light as investigators were looking into the deaths of 13 people who died in crashes involving older General Motors vehicles. Remember the story from a month ago about all of the hearings and why didn't General Motors let everybody know they had defective ignition switches in their cars, possibility in a crash that the bags wouldn't work right? In each of the cases cited, the airbags completely failed to deploy. All the 13 people who died in crashes died because their airbags didn't deploy. So I'm trying to remember back to before there were airbags. Many of you may not remember when there weren't airbags in cars, but trust me, there have been longer periods of being since the car was first commercially marketed after World War I until late 60s, early 70s? Kenny, when did the airbags first come into play?
Anybody? I think it was in the 80s, actually.
Was it that long? I mean, I thought it was in the late 70s, for some reason. No, that's not true, because I have a 1985 old Mercedes that I drive around in. That's got regular seatbelts, but I don't think it's got the new kind of seatbelts. The 70s cars had just the lap belt seatbelts. I think you're right. It may have been, this car that I have does not have airbags in it. It's an 85. So it must have been late 80s. You're right. Okay. Well, anyway, the point is that this whole thing about all of these people dying has brought into question whether or not, A, there's enough supervision. Why aren't these things just selling this product? Why hasn't it been proven that it works? Right? That's a good reason for a lawsuit. It's pretty much the same as when we were talking a few minutes ago about the Vibram, the five-finger shoes. If you didn't hear that conversation with Andrea, you can get the podcast, the download at DougSteffen.com, and hear her talking, Andrea Metcalf, about this settlement, $3.5 million class action lawsuit over claims that these five-finger shoes actually were good for your feet. They weren't really. They're comfortable and they're good for you in some ways, but anyway, false advertising, same as General Motors, guilty of false advertising, right? Seemed to me that that's the case. At any rate, that's that story. Okay, back to the underwater discovery, and what was it that was discovered? Let us see if we can work on the East Coast, the West Coast. Where do we go? Wow, look at all these people from Santa Maria. Roxanne, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Nice to hear from you. What are you doing up at this hour? What are you doing?
I commute to work.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I'm a prosecutor.
A prosecutor? Guilty as charged. Yes or no?
Well, we'll let the jury decide.
How? What would people be most surprised to know about you and what you do for a living?
I think they would be most surprised to know that I... Dad, I love what I do, and I would, do it even if I won the lottery.
Really? Good for you. Then you're probably very good at your job. That's good. If you won the lottery and you stayed where you were working, that's a good test. And if you feel that way, good for you. All right. So, Roxanne, What underwater discovery has been made that's 500 years old?
The Santa Maria.
The Santa Maria, apparently, Christopher Columbus's abandoned ship, the Santa Maria, has been on the bottom of a Caribbean reef for about 500 years, but an underwater archaeological team believes it has discovered the ship's remains. This is, by the way, off the north coast of Haiti. All of the geographical underwater topography and archaeological evidence suggests that the wreck is the famous flagship of the fleet, the Pinto, the Nina, and the Santa Maria. Right, remember those from when you studied that stuff, Roxanne, in school?
Yes, I do.
All right, so I'm going to give you a box of Sherry's Berries, unless you got one for Mother's Day. Are you somebody's mother?
Yes, I am.
Did you get Sherry's Berries for...
No.
You didn't. All right, so I'm going to send you, what we'll do is we'll get a hold of your email address, and we'll send you the information that you need in order to use this gift certificate for Sherry's Berries. How's that for a deal?
Sounds great.
Nice to talk with you. Have a good day at work. I know you're going to. Appreciate you listening to the program as well. All right, Roxanne from Santa Maria wins because she knew that the discovery of the Santa Maria, which, by the way, comes more than a decade after the first expedition led by this fellow Barry Clifford, located the wreckage and photographed it, but didn't know what it was at the time. They'd done some studying, and now they figured it out. Can you imagine what that thing's going to be worth, Kenny? They get bits and pieces of that and bring it to Sotheby's or wherever else. The History Channel will have a good time with that, too, as well, covering it. Nice. Good. Good for him. Congratulations. Speaking of things that are good, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a minute. We'll talk about resveratrol and whether it really is good or not good for you. That's up next here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
68 million Americans, or nearly 1 in 3 adults, have high blood pressure, which can lead to heart attack, stroke, or even death. It's one of the most serious health conditions facing Americans today. What's more, 20% of those who have high blood pressure don't even know they have it. Dr. Jerry Pensa with the American Medical Group Foundation.
High blood pressure is known as the silent killer because it often has no symptoms until serious problems occur. Many people, in fact, have it for years without even knowing that they have the disease.
Where can you learn more?
May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and the Measure Up, Pressure Down campaign is partnering with nearly 150 medical groups across the country to help educate everyone about this growing problem. We encourage folks to measure, monitor, and maintain. Have your blood pressure checked at least once a year. Those with high blood pressure should also work with their doctor on a treatment plan.
To learn more, visit measureuppressuredown.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
wings, beer, sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
15 before the hour, quarter before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now Kenny and I have the pleasure of Jack Stockwell's company, Dr. Company. Well, yeah, his company. He's our friend. We like to have our friends on the air. He's one of the best NUCA chiropractors in the country. There aren't a lot of them, so maybe I don't know if that's saying too much. I don't know why that tickled me as much.
Thanks
as
a
it
lot.
Did.
That's a great way to start. There's actually about 300 to 400 people in the country, in the world that do what I do. Yes, There's only 18 of us actively who are board certified.
And I'm not sure that you're one of the best. You probably are the best, right?
You got that right. Hey, 20% of my practice now comes in from out of state.
Oh, so that's good. Jack that's is in bad. Salt Lake City, does a yes. local radio program there. His website is jackstockwell.com, and he has the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, in which he puts all kinds of points forward that most doctors, most medical persuaders don't cotton to. I wonder what you thought about the pronouncement by some that resveratrol, which has been touted by many over the last, 10, 12, 14 years as being extraordinarily helpful and healthful. It comes from grapes, very good immune enhancer and all kinds of other things. So now these guys say, no, it's really not any good. I want to know who paid for the. I always want to know who paid for the research. What do you think about resveratrol, how we get it and how we best use it?
Well, it usually comes from foods. I have a supplement that I recommend called Herbivital. That it's an extract from Japanese knotwood. Some people knotweed, depends on the source. But it, as always, when these kinds of studies take place, it all depends on where they got this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did they make it themselves? Did they get it from a cheap supplier? Did they get it from a really good supplier? Was this stuff put in quarantine for 30 days while their laboratories tested the effectiveness and potency of the stuff before they do the test? These things aren't in the studies, but they're absolutely essential to a positive or a negative outcome either way, as long as these things are done ahead of the study. In other words, you've got to do a tiny study on the material before you do a large study with human beings.
Yeah.
And resveratrol and several other studies have been shown to be very good at interrupting carcinogenesis, the initiation, the promotion, the progression of cancer in the body. Resveratrol has been shown to interrupt that process in several other studies.
And this is what happens. Yesterday we were talking about how bad hot dogs that are on the grill are for you. Hot dogs are bad for you to begin with. But if you don't put them on the grill, they're not as bad. But if you put them on the grill and they get blackened and covered with, you know, that crust, that stuff is like eating poison dynamite.
Well, you know, if
I know you like hot dogs. That's why I said
that. That are uncured hot dogs that don't have sodium nitrites or nitrates added to it have, you know, different parts of the animal in it, which actually is not that bad an idea because our ancestors ate the whole animal.
Right. And then
so there are sources. There are sources of, well, there's nothing wrong with cooking it, but it's better. You know, the less meat is cooked, the better it is for you, as long as it comes from a clean source.
Well, that's it.
As long as it's grass pasture, as long as it doesn't have needles.
Right. Most of the stuff that's around today isn't. That's why you need to cook it thoroughly. And
that's why you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
That's right. And then you have to have good acid supplies in your stomach.
Yeah.
If you have a good acid supply, because you've been eating the correct foods up to this point that have trained the stomach to do exactly what biology and nature intended for the stomach to do, that gets rid of most parasites anyway. Your biggest border of parasite invasion in the body is the tremendous acidity in the stomach when you eat proteins.
The World Health Organization says the MERS problem is not an emergency. You could never tell that by looking at American news media, however. There are a couple of more cases that have been discovered this week. So what's your read on the latest here, Jack?
Well, you know, if you look at Ebola that has a 90% death rate and MERS that the best they've come up with now is a 20% death rate, and one out of every five people out there are walking immune bombs anyway, that they could get pneumonia and die from it, I don't think MERS is that big of a deal anyway. But here in America, you know, advertising sells.
Right.
And the way our antibiotic pharmaceutical industry controls the media to some degree, any little news blip that comes down the pike to promote more drugs is going to happen, especially here in America.
Yeah. So, in essence, Yeah, I mean, that's a, going back to the resveratrol study, that's the, where that comes from as well. It works, and the drug companies are trying to discount. That's why I said, who paid for the study? I guarantee it was a drug company trying to keep you from using it. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out jackstockwell.com for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Band from Star Wars. George Lucas is 70 today. We have as a video of the day as well at DougStephan.com the drummer Grant McFarland adding his drums to the Imperial March from The Empire Strikes Back. This is Better If You See It video of the day, but this is some of the audio from this. Kenny, this is really cool.
Yeah, that's true. Guy's very talented.
The drum. So could they add this to the next? I mean, they'll have to use the Imperial March, right? In the next Star Wars movie.
Yeah, yes? I'm pretty sure John Williams wants to do his own thing.
In celebration of the 70th birthday of the creator of Star Wars, he and Spielberg together. What great minds, huh?
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
That's Luke, right?
I take orders from just one person, me.
The one who's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him?
Obi-Wan.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right, some of the clips from Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, which was the first Star Wars picture released on this date in 1977, the first of the summer blockbusters, May of 1977, when the Force got with us. And this is, by the way, the time when I discovered religion with a small r, maybe a large r. I had sort of dropped out for 10 years. I didn't really have much faith in anything. And when I saw this movie, it was like an instant click. the force. That's really what you can call it, God, force, infinite intelligence, whatever the heck you call it. That's what brought it around to me. People laugh when I tell them that, but it's true. When I got the concept of the force, then I figured, oh, that's what it is. So, anyway, Chuck Curry is here. What was your first thought when you saw the first Star Wars? What did you think in terms of the emphasis on the story? Did it get you? Did you just think, it's just another movie? Where were you when you saw the first Star Wars?
That's a good question. I honestly can't... When I think back, and I can't give you my overall synopsis.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a minute to think about it. We'll be back in a moment. Chucker reflects on Star Wars, maybe Kenny as well, right after these words on Good Day.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Chuck Curry, our movie man. All right, so Chuck, you had a minute to think about where you were and what you thought about the first Star Wars movie.
Well, I was just saying to you off the air, Mark Hamill is 1 year younger than Alec Guinness was right now when the original Star Wars started this film. I guess the religious
stuff
is pretty active, Doug, and the Force. I like your analogy, and I think a lot of people feel that way, got that out of the original Star Wars trilogy.
Kenny, what were you thinking when you first saw Star Wars, the first episode?
Well, I was almost 12, and I thought it was pretty cool that they made an outer space cowboy movie just for me and my friend.
There you go. And that was before aliens and cowboys came about. Chucker, one big nugget of news.
Warner Brothers' Batman Superman movie currently underway filming. Director Zack Snyder tweeted yesterday a picture of Ben Affleck as Batman sitting next to the new Batmobile. I must say, it looks very cool. They got a lot of time to get this right. It doesn't come out till June 2016.
All right, get it right. Chuck Curry gets it right here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.